With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Churches across the country took time to get in on Monday's eclipse. Many churches across the nation held block parties and parking lot gatherings to invite sky watchers to find a safe spot to view the eclipse. The path of totality covered thousands of church buildings from Texas to New England. Some churches even planned to set up portable baptistries in their parking lot so new believers could truly see the change that Christ brings in moving his disciples from the darkness to the light. The Indiana group Hoosier Jews for Choice can proceed in a class action challenge to Indiana's abortion ban. They claim it violates their individual rights under the state's Religious Freedom Restoration Act. An appeals court ruled that way April 4th. The plaintiffs argue that their religious beliefs either teach that life does not begin at conception or give women autonomy in terminating a pregnancy. As such, the plaintiffs argue Indiana's abortion ban violates their religious liberty by forcing them to adhere to a religious belief that life begins at conception. None of the plaintiffs are known to be pregnant and imminently impacted by the abortion law. The lawsuit is one of about 15 filed in 8 states in the year after the reversal of Roe v. Wade that claim religious exemptions to abortion bans based on claimed violations of religious liberty. Every day, hundreds of thousands of people die without the hope of Jesus. Your faithful prayers will make a difference. That's why the IMB created a free 18-month calendar called Impacting Lostness Through Prayer. It provides guidance, reminders, and encouragement as you pray for individuals and communities who have yet to hear the gospel. Learn more about this free resource at imb.org/prayer calendar. Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. Those are the words of pioneer missionary Corey Ten Boom. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we meet the Israeli king Jehoshaphat, who honestly admitted, "We don't know what to do," when his people were in a deep, difficult situation. He said, "But our eyes are on you." That's in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 12. At Baptist Press, Kai Bowman writes, "His transparency led to transformation as God stepped into his passionate prayer at the crossroads and turned an impossible situation into a miraculous intervention. In what can only be described as a direct answer to prayer, a spirit-filled prophet in the prayer meeting stepped forward to remind the anxious king and the worried people that their greatest asset wasn't their army, but it was their God." You can find that full piece from Kai Bowman about praying at the crossroads at our website, baptistpress.com. While you're there, learn how to sign up for our free emails that come every day in the morning and afternoon.